in the Wall Street Journal, in Remington's sights, get it? Play on words, sight, gun sight. In Remington's sights, bankruptcy. How about that? Remington, gun maker. That's Cerberus Capital Management, spent more than a decade building into an industry giant, is now on the brink of failure. Crushed by a debt load that has gotten harder to manage as gun sales have become increasingly volatile, in part due to the recurring national debate on gun regulations, Remington Outdoor is planning to file bankruptcy as early as the 18th. Does that be Monday? Sunday, they're going to file bankruptcy. Biggest gun maker in the world. Gun sales down 33%. But isn't it ironic? And we're going to get into this, and we're going to get into an email a woman sent me that I don't know anything about it. She says cars kill people, so why not ban cars? Seriously, this is that tired, hackneyed, cliche gun control crap. And I sent her a note. Too bad about Remington. That's not true. Okay. Too bad their sales are down 33%. That's not true. Well, ma'am, it's in the Wall Street Journal. Fake news. Let me just say this, and I mentioned this coming into this. When Obama was president, this is a fact, Jack. Gun sales exploded. Remington, all-time record high. Stock price and profits. It's a fact. Anytime there was an incident, you folks freaked out and bought a bushel load of guns and ammo. Seriously, you load it up. Trump gets into office. Mr. Get a Gun Guy. Mr. Give Every Teacher a Gun Guy. What's happened now? You ain't buying guns anymore. Would you bring back Obama? Should we bring back Obama so you folks can have your gun companies? Seriously, I need to know. Obama! Obama! Wouldn't you love to see Trump supporters out there lobbying for Obama to help the gun companies? But the Remington folks would like to see him again. Let's talk about that next. All right. This nice lady sends me an email. Sherry. She sends me an email. I don't expect you to give both sides of this debate talking about guns. More guns does not mean more crime. In fact, colleges that have allowed concealed carry have seen a reduction in violent crime, other than the mass shooters on college campuses. I believe guns save more lives than they take. As a woman, I never want to compromise this right. So then Sherry sends me an article saying that Brazil, she says Brazil, this is her example, nowhere in the United States. She says Brazil, the murder rate in Brazil continues to be increasingly high. And Brazil has all sorts of guns, is bottom line. Yeah, sure. And that Brazil has tough gun laws. They have the largest gangs on earth. They have... They have no laws. There are gangs. This is why I get so upset. They have gangs that have taken over huge swaths of the city where we just had the Olympics. I mean, it's a war on the streets. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of illegal guns that are shipped into Brazil. And this is what's put in my face. Say, hey, Marty, they got a lot of murders down in Brazil. And they got guns. Oh, okay. Well, then, we're cool then. And I pointed out to her that just recently, a teacher in San Francisco, who was a cop, his gun went off, injured several people in the classroom. You know what she said? She wants teachers all to have guns. Said that cars. We're going to outlaw cars? Parents have also run over their children in the driveway. Should we ban cars? Then she gets into Obama. He purged the records of refugees. Oh, and so I can't ever win. And I sent her this note about Remington going bankrupt. It's not true, she said. Look, I just don't think it's your constitutional right to have an AR-15. I just don't. And we're always going to disagree.